Kate, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm sorry we're late. Do you forgive
me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, there. Sorry about that.
I owe you coffee, I think, at least.
Oh, no. It's perfectly fine. I know you got a lot going on today.
All right. Before we dive in to the Bulger-Schmidt story, I want to just get your take on a couple of quick stories here. First of all, the Senate is reconsidering pension changes. We had State Representative Paul Opsomer live in studio talking about this is going to be discussed on the floor. Give us your take on this story.
Well, we're still waiting to see details. They haven't given out, you know, actual copies of what they're considering at this time. And I think there needs to be a lot more discussion before we start ruining seniors' plans of what's going to happen with their pensions and teachers about ready to retire. We need to be able to give them the information so they can make plans and not rush this through.
But bottom line, things are going to change and teachers are going to have to pay more and save more on their own.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that over the years there has been policies put in place by the Republican leadership that is destroying the retirement system by taking people out of the system. And so people in there have been paying. They've been paying through reduced wages, more hours and what they're paying into that system all along. And now this is changing how they're going to retire halfway through the process or in some cases right when they're about ready to retire. And anytime you want to try to make changes, you need to look at the full picture, and I still don't believe that's happening.
The Michigan version of the health exchange, from your perspective, where do we stand here?
Well, you know, when that hearing came up, I asked the chairwoman that question. She said, we're still going to keep listening. Well, that has resulted in over 12 hearings, and we're now inviting the same people back to retestify. I don't think there's any movement by Republicans to try to make a Michigan exchange that will help Michigan citizens and Michigan businesses. I think they're waiting for the federal government to come in and take it over, and I don't think that's the right answer for our state.
Now, Representative Opsomer said that that wasn't true from his perspective. He said there's not enough information. There's not enough information on how much it's going to cost and how to implement this, and they're waiting to get that information from the feds, and we shouldn't spend money until we have that information.
Well, you know, the Senate passed this legislation over a year ago, his Senate Republican colleagues. And one of his colleagues, Representative Mike Colton, did a presentation talking about Utah. Utah, one of the most conservative states we have in our nation, put together an exchange on their own accord, and it looks a little bit like Expedia or Travel Velocity, and it allows you to go out and buy health insurance and see what you're buying. And why can't we provide that to citizens of Michigan? I think it would be much easier for all of us if we had that ability, and we know from Utah how much it costs.
Do we have enough information? Do we know how much things cost and what the specifics are?
Well, and that's the great thing about doing your own system is you can put the parameters of how much you're going to spend on the computer system and what it has to entail. When you wait for the federal government to come in, then you get a bill. It's much more responsible to step forward and do what we need to do. And we've been studying this for a year. So I find it very hard if people say they don't have the information. We've had experts come in and testify that have done this in several other states, and they're doing really phenomenal things in other states, and we can learn from those.
Representative Opsomer likened this to the federal program revolving around licenses and information that was going to be placed on that and the hard computers that were going to be used, $38 million worth of computers. Now the feds keep backing away from the plan, so we spent $38 million, didn't know what we were getting into, and that's wasted money now.
Well, I would again talk about the states that have successfully implemented exchanges and the states that have very successfully helped citizens buy insurance when it's needed.
All right, let's...
We just have too many people in Michigan. They're still facing bankruptcy and can't get the treatment they need because of health care expenses. There's a lot we can do within the parameters of a budget.
All right, let's talk about the Bulger-Schmidt election situation there. Obviously, an outcry was heard across the state. The speaker apologized, said he made some mistakes, and that we should just move forward. What do you think?
Well, I think investigation was not completed. The news that was released yesterday was that the prosecuting attorney in Kent County stopped the investigation before all the information was turned in. So I find it very difficult to believe we actually know the full story at this time.
So is there a cover-up?
that's what I would like to get to the bottom of, and I think the citizens of the state, and especially the residents of the 76th District, would like to see. Why was an investigation halted before three different search warrants were executed, and yet no crimes were found before that information was ever given in?
So
I think the people deserve to know.
So you accept the investigation in which, at that time, no criminal charges were filed, although the prosecutor said that ethically and morally there were a lot of challenges there. But you believe that without the proper information, we don't know.
Exactly. I mean, how can you know that if you stopped the investigation? You did, you know, it's almost like they did one search warrant and didn't look at the other three and then just said, well, there's nothing here. We're going to stop.
All right. So what happens next?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more Freedom of Information Act requests, and we're calling on the prosecutor, the Secretary of State, and the Attorney General to step up and do an investigation. You know, the United States House of Representatives is doing a full investigation into the McCotter incident with the staff people. I think that same thing needs to happen here in the state of Michigan. We need to do a full investigation and make sure what exactly happened, not only for the people of the 76th District, but for this state, to make sure our elections are not for sale and are not being rigged.
Thanks, Representative.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 64 degrees. News is next.